I remember myself and my friend Duncan doing, because we used to do every year, one of Duncan's family members, I think it was his aunt, had a ballet, a ballet school, you know. And they did a recital event performance every year. And we said, or we were asked and we agreed to do the kind of ushering, which meant that we had the time during the performance to fart around, to have a good time, to have a laugh. And I remember very strongly this album coming out around that time. Now, it must have been in 83, because this is from 83 as well. So I must have just been about to leave school, I suppose. And this album, Journey's Frontiers, I remember singing along quietly because we didn't want to disturb anybody to this, and having a great time with my mate Duncan and childhood friends. Nothing like it. And I've found on YouTube, I mean, I still love the album now. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you love Escape and why wouldn't you love Frontiers? Raised on Radio, I tend to listen to about four tracks on it, but those tracks are great. And I found the making of the Budokan concert in 83. So we do see the whole concert. You do get, it's a Japanese show, this, for the Japanese concert. It's a Japanese Frontiers special. And they interview the band. They're not really, I mean, they're quite world weary. As they say, they tend to talk generally. I mean, Neil Schon talks about, it's great on, I really like playing live. But even he talks about difficult on your relationships. And most people talk about very difficult to play on mic, very difficult to play, to have a relationship when you're playing live and we have long tours. And Jonathan Cain talks about having an issue with his other half and bringing her into his room and playing her faithfully, I think. They're being in tears and it's great, actually. Really nice. Steve Smith, drummer Steve Smith, talks about the weather in LA and how nice it is. It's been raining, though, but there's some really lovely places. It's really sweet. Really sweet. And everyone's just settled into the playing live life. So we do get to see interviews with guitar techs and we see the work that goes in. Kevin Elson, sound engineer, and we see the band getting in. We see the get in, and then the band getting in, arriving by train. Don't know if it's bullet train, and a montage of posters before we get to the concert itself. Now, one of the comments on the YouTube, it's on YouTube. This one of the comments is that takes a sip of his coffee. Very nice. That Steve Perry had flu when he did this gig, and the implication is that really it's not up to the usual standard. Well, his voice is absolutely marvellous. Sometimes on this quite old recording, the sound isn't great, but what always comes through is his voice. It is fabulous. They start with Chain Reaction. It's a little softer than on the the sound on the album is big. It's a big sound. It's a bit softer, but his voice is just superb. They do Still They Ride. I've never liked it. But Open Arms is just amazing. Rubicon, lovely to hear it. Bit more soulful than on Frontiers, with a huge Neil Schon solo. The crowd have a massive reaction for the intro. Jonathan Cain's intro, for piano intro, of course, for Who's Crying Now. The solo gets a massive reaction as well. And it's big. He really goes for it, and quite right too. They put Don't Stop Believing. I mean, it's not the final track. That's Anywhere You Want It. That, you know, that's the final track. But, I mean, it's a massive sing. Because, we know it so well. We know it so well. That you're thinking, can he reach those notes? Yay, blooming well can. All of them. I mean, he's not bopping around the stage like Arnold Pineda does. But that's not what he did. It's fabulous. It's imperious. The stage is huge. We see it from the back, high up. Crowd are huge. Looks like a really big gig. There's not much pyro or anything, but crowd, I mean, people say, oh, well, you know, Japanese crowds are really quiet and they don't. No, they're not. Not here, they're not. They're absolutely frenetic and they're loving it. And why wouldn't they when this band can give them all of this? They Separate Ways. Actually, they finished with Separate Ways, which is their well, they come back for an encore on that. And it's all so well done. And the voice is holding up and cutting through a bit of muddy mixing even then. I don't know if it's because of the quality of the sound on the night or because of the quality of the recording, but that voice comes through, so it can't be, can it? And it made me go back to other Journey albums, this, because it's effortless, actually. At no point do you think, my God, he's sweating buckets. My God, I've never seen a show like it. What you do think is, this is just brilliant. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly how to do it. They're a great band. They're road hardened. They're not road weary. They're road hardened. And it all is very professional. But clearly they love the music. There are some lovely looks between Steve Perry and Neil Schon. They're really enjoying it. Having a great time. Steve Smith's having a wonderful time on drums, actually. And looks like Ross Valerie's playing a kind of Chapman stick. Looks like it. Not a chapstick, a Chapman stick. Well, it's small, you know. I don't know if it is a Chapman stick, but it's small. Anyway, this is great. Just reminds you of a band in imperious form. And when reading some of the comments about people saying there is no other voice for Journey, you know, I mean, I've enjoyed the other voices. I enjoyed Steve Ruggieri, actually. I enjoyed Generations. I think it's one of the best lost Journey albums. And I've enjoyed the albums with Oil Pinheiro. Not, I mean, the first one was the best. But yeah. This just reminds you of how absolutely fabulous, certainly in those two album periods, they were. I think they lost it with Raised on Radio. There is a live recording on YouTube for that, which I can't wait to see, because I don't think I've seen those songs done live, actually. And they're coming, aren't they? They're coming to the UK with Cheap Trick. And I haven't got a ticket to go and see them. I'm not reviewing it. And I haven't got myself in gear to go and get tickets. So I won't be seeing them. And I'm sure they'll be great. But this is the real stuff, isn't it? Big shoes to fill. And you know what? That means that you created those huge footprints. And this band certainly knew how to do it. Ta-ta.